China is warning Taiwan to back away from a plan to hold a referendum on independence from Beijing. Last Saturday, Taiwan's President Chen Shui-bian said he supported legislation to create such a referendum. The comments, the strongest pro-independence statements made by President Chen since he took office in May of 2000, reversed a pledge he made in his inauguration speech that he would not support a referendum on Taiwan's status. A spokesperson for the Taiwan Affairs Office of China State Council warned the Taiwanese government to stop the horse at the edge of the precipice. Joining me now is Kenneth Lieberthal, a professor of political science and business administration at the University of Michigan. He joins us from Ann Arbor. Welcome.
Hello.
Why is Chen Shui-bian making this shift now?
I think for two reasons. One, domestic politics. His core constituency is in the pro-independent side of his own political party. And I think coming into mayoral elections this fall and then a presidential election in 2004, he wants to firm up that base. Secondly, in cross-strait relations, he wants to demonstrate to Beijing that he cannot easily be pushed around. Beijing just won an ongoing contest for diplomatic recognition by the 20-some-odd small countries that still recognize Taipei rather than Beijing. The small island nation of Nauru, about 2 weeks ago, switched recognition from Taipei to Beijing. That was the occasion for Chen making these comments. If I can, let me add one more note. There's a subtle but very important distinction. Chen did not call for a referendum for the independence of Taiwan. What he did say was that there can be no basic change in Taiwan's status without a referendum, and the legislature should create a law that would allow that to occur. That is very different from saying that he wants to convene a referendum, or that if it's convened, the question would be, should Taiwan be independent?
Now, China has, of course, been warning Taiwan against trying to declare independence for five decades. Is there any reason to think that it's more safe for Taiwan to push this issue now?
Well, I think, again, the reality is that Chen is not seeking to declare independence with this statement. This statement reiterates a resolution adopted by the DPP party in May of 1999. He did not take any offers to Beijing off the table. He did not call for Taiwan's independence. So I don't see this as quite as alarming as some of the press commentary has suggested.
Now, stocks plunged in Taiwan. Was there any relationship?
Oh, I think there certainly was. The other major political parties in Taiwan both have taken the position that Chen is a dangerous character because he would move to independence and therefore cause a cross-strait crisis that would plunge the country into darkness.
Is that why the Asian Wall Street Journal, for example, said it was possible that this speech marked Chen as a loose cannon?
I think that the Asian Wall Street Journal and others see Chen as flopping around quite a bit. I see Chen as a very, very intelligent lawyer who keeps parsing his words in slightly different ways to different audiences, but never crosses what are clear red lines that could cause Beijing to react extremely sharply. So again, here he calls for a law that would allow a referendum without calling for the referendum itself, and certainly without calling for independence. At other times, he stresses that he wants to find a way to discuss a future possible one China, not acknowledging Beijing's position, which is one China already exists. The two parts of it just haven't worked out a deal between themselves. So Chen always walks a very fine line. He is very good at changing his body language without changing the bottom line of his position.
Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Kenneth Lieberthal is a professor of political science and business administration at the University of Michigan. He spoke to us from Ann Arbor.